saying nothing of great importance.
Find a partner. Find a partner. Once you've found a partner, sit next to each other so that you can face each other. And then close your eyes. You could jump in if the numbers. Anyone not got a partner?
It's you and I.
So come into silence.
Oh no.
You close your eyes.
He's in.
I'm going to try and share with you a mini version of my first experience of circling, or my first taste. It was me and my best friend and the third partner of Circling Europe, Sean Wilkinson, sat in a cold room in the west of England, dark. And we had heard about this practice on a podcast. And one of the practices was to look into each other's eyes as if it was part of our meditation. And just to really feel what it's like to be in contact with each other. And to not speak unless you're really deeply moved to speak. And we found this a bit strange, these two English guys looking into each other's eyes for the first time. Felt a bit weird. And then we started to feel like we were on drugs. And we got a bit more excited by it. And then next thing, Sean's posture started to collapse. And my heart started to open. And together we realized that he was abused as a child for the first time. His first realization of that. And that was the beginning of our commitment to the practice that led us here and has led us to spread it to 25 countries and leave really cool full-time jobs to follow this crazy practice and take it around the world. So come into your own meditation, ideally a Vipassana kind of style meditation where you're aware and accepting of your experience right now. Just notice what's there. Notice your breathing, the sensations in your energy. See if you can bring acceptance to what it is that's in your experience. And in a few moments, you're going to extend this meditation to include your partner. And the invitation is to make eye contact. But if eye contact doesn't feel great to you, like I invite you to trust your experience, which is one of the principles we work with. So maybe you want to be just away from eye contact. So it's a chance to really tune into yourself in this connection to see what what's your authentic impulse? What's your authentic desire? And see if you can capture the moment when you open your eyes, just what shifts on a subtle level in your experience when you come into more contact. And I invite you to open your eyes and keep that meditative quality. What's happening now? Sometimes nonverbal communication is more powerful than verbal. And both are always welcome. And another guide is for speaking is the practice of speaking truth. Speaking present moment truth. We have another another principle called own your experience. And that's about bringing your experience back to what you know to be fundamentally true, what you know to be unarguable. I know the sensations I feel in my legs and arms right now. If someone told me I didn't feel them, I just know that it's true. So we're not necessarily making assessments about reality, but we are speaking our truth that we know that's here now, present, real. So if you want to speak the moment, if you want to share your experience, then you can include that in this meditation and see how it impacts you to speak, see how it impacts you to listen.
widening joy. Something just released in my body.
Speak the truth. Feel the impact.
Started to feel like a slight sense that I should try to do something and then kind of relax it. Yeah, like I should try to say something. It's interesting. Feel like, yeah, it touches me deep when you smile. How is it to feel it? It's almost like my awareness is wide. Light, there's a lot of light in my visual field. A slight fear that you care, you feel like a mother care, that I'll be like a child.
Start to bring that to a close.
Yeah, slight fear. Being treated like a child.
Thank you. gradually come into silence. See if you still have your sense of a meditative presence. And I see some beautiful connections happening, and I want to honor those. I want you to honor them. And I'd like to do the next practice with you, which is you need to be in groups of four for that.
Thank you.
So make a small circle with your group of four.
It can be a five.
You can do a five if needs.
We'll just see.
So decide one of you is going to get the attention of the group. So just raise your hand if you're up for getting the attention of the group in your four. We need one person to
get these two.
Be up for that.
So everyone, just be quiet for a second. One person in each group, raise your hand right now. Yeah? Does everyone have one person raising their hand? Boom. That person... John will describe what will happen.
That person is going to get the attention of the group for a period of time. If that's okay with you all. So a few years later, we started going to circling workshops, and we discovered this practice of the birthday circle. And that's what I'm going to try and give you a mini taste of right now. And the idea is, It stood out a mile to us at the time. We had done tons of practices, coaching, meditation, psychotherapy, tantra, and there was something stood out to us about this practice that we had never seen. It was a profound way of being with someone exactly as they are without anything needing to be different. So at the time, we had a lot of strategist kind of teal energy of like, we're going to be the most developed. We're going to get to the highest levels. And here was this practice that's just like gentle being with people exactly where they are and sharing the impact of how it is to be with the person. But what I saw quickly was that it was actually more powerful developmentally. It's like I had huge breakthroughs when I started doing this practice just by being witnessed as I was. So I'm going to try and guide you into a mini experience of that. So close your eyes and be ready to bring your attention to the one person. So we've practiced the meditative quality, we've practiced the truth-speaking quality of circling. Another quality is curiosity, genuine curiosity. Another thing is the invitation to share whatever's real, authenticity, like, wow, I get the sense that you're really sad. Like whatever's alive for you, you're welcome to share. but also to have a humility that what we're sensing might be completely off. So we actually want to hear from the person, does what we perceive actually fit for them? So can we hold the fullness of our perception and also the fullness of listening and, like, is that true for you? And the idea with this practice is to make this one person the object of your meditation. To see them in their unfolding, to see them in their innocence, to see them in their beauty that couldn't possibly be any different to how it's actually arising. And to just behold that. To get a shared sense of what's there. First time I saw Sean being circled, he froze. And the leader of the circle was exquisite with him in being in the freeze. Like, rather than telling him to do grounding practices or telling him about how that's a trauma response, we went into his freeze. We were intimate with him in his freeze. And that was the first time that had happened. And within minutes, we were all in tears together. So I invite you to just experiment with this practice, but the guidelines would be to again speak the moment and to see if you can keep your attention on this person from moment to moment, just as they are. If you need any help, you can call us in.
The person who's the focus of attention, the invitation is for you to truly be yourself. And that, when I say truly, that includes if the self that you are feels very closed or quiet, that you don't have to do anything to open, you don't have to speak. Genuine surrender to exactly what you're being.
So open your eyes and just stay in silence for a little while. And start to breathe the circle in. What happens in your experience? What's it like to be with this person in your experience? Can you see this person's humanity? And from here, just witness them. Share yourself. Inquire into their experience and surrender.
hone in on? Like you're smiling as you say it. Are you excited by the uncertainty? Or is that like a, do you notice that?
I think it's more of a smile.
Yeah. Yeah, being with you, like, I find myself wanting to speak so that I don't have to feel nervous. Just notice that. Curious how it is for you. It's like people don't know how to engage, and you're kind of still in that original uncertainty. Like, do I speak? Do we keep our eyes on you? Is that the cause of the nervousness, or just what's it like to be in this uncertainty we seem to all share? I'm still really impacted by, like, I don't want to be the cause of other people's discomfort. It seems similar, like, I can be, if I'm quiet, then I don't cause this awkwardness. just touches some like pretty deep discomfort in me. Really. Definitely something in my life, in my imagination, is that it actually touches something really core in you. I'm curious at just what you're experiencing. So we're in it right now, that feeling.
Start to think about a suitable way to end this circle together.
What's that breath? Yeah. My sense of you is like, there's something like unsensible or like hard to name happening. I'm about to do the thing, hold on. And like words, complex sentences aren't great right now. Wonder if that, how that matches your experience.
I can do.
think he's saying that my guess is that he was touched and now he felt something felt interfering with him in your movement towards him. Is that right?
Yes. I am just much more
sounds
aware
frustrating.
Of the presence that I need.
Confusing.
I disconnect. And in your concern.
Given that, and that we're kind of coming to a close, I wonder how it would feel for you to just have a
that
bit
I
of silence to kind of end the, this particular fragment of experience. Well, there's more of the workshop, so you can cut back in.
And now I want understanding. Ding, ding, ding. So that I will have to wait.
Purity.
If you haven't already, you can just let yourselves gently come to silence. And in the silence, if you've come to that, whether your eyes are opened or closed, you can just let yourself feel the kind of resonance of being
in the presence of something that has not been
just noticing how being together is impacting your experience.
Yes.
And noticing also where your noticing goes. Just right now, what still got your attention?
Big circle.
I'll share it with you.
What's
even though I
lingering
trust
from
you.
The circle and what's
I wanna share
shifted?
It with you.
And when you're ready, you can acknowledge your group, and let's come back to a big circle.
Because I love you. I want to share it with you. But I trust myself. I trust myself. With this preciousness.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, and there is something that I trust in you. What brings you here?
We're coming to a big circle.
I trust.
Glad you trust.
If we can make a good circle, good quality circle, so you can see everyone and you're comfortable.
Sharing.
You're welcome to stay on the floor or stand, whatever your body needs. As the practice evolved, we just kept doing it and integrating more. We started noticing that there were certain truths that were very hard to reveal in the birthday circle format. But they'd come out very, very naturally. When we'd sit in a big group like this. The first time I did it, when John and Sean came to my hometown of Austin, Texas, I just got so fucking angry at them. And I just started critiquing their leadership. And then suddenly this other guy across the room started critiquing me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I want to smash your fucking face in. But it's like, I had never shown this anger. And it was this it's like this huge blind spot in my own leadership and in the culture that I was in Austin. That sounds more exciting than whatever I'm saying. So the invitation now is to follow your deepest calling, find the expression of your being in full connection with everyone else here, knowing that everyone else is doing the same.
sure you know how. I appreciate that very much. And you are too close for me right now. I do not want your protection.
Man, who are you? Show yourself. Like I show me, show yourself where you are!
I will teach you how I'm respected, okay? I will teach you the distance of respect for me.
You do. Thank you.
I want to be close to you.
Yes, I know.
I don't feel safe with you. I want is respect. All I want is respect for my dignity as a man.
David.
Yes.
Who are you talking to?
Everybody.
I don't see you connecting with everyone.
I'm here.
I see you.
I see you too.
I see you.
I really see you.
There are many here with me. And some are not. So yes, so I speak to them. I speak to the ones that are not with me. And I love the ones that are with me. They melt me.
Give it a chill.
He has earned this right to be this close. And it is still hard for me. A little too close, yeah. But I know also he does this to protect.
No.
This is what I know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
We're here.
Oh, maybe. Really interesting.
Probably. You're right.
And it is more.
Yeah.
There's also a need, I think.
Oh, the truth touches me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I need to keep people safe.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, that's my idea.
Yes.
Probably because I don't feel safe if I don't.
I trust you.
John, I am. I need this from you as well.
I don't need nothing from you.
I feel safe with you. I feel safe. And I feel inspired to go deeper into my own safety, if
yes.
Need be.
Yes.
I am just a simple fool.
Bullshit.
Oh, bullshit? Sometimes.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Hello.
So what's your...
Do you see me?
Woman on the floor?
Oh.
Yes.
Some reaction.
Are you related?
Do you really see me?
No.
Oh.
I mean, but you said
yes.
I don't need your protection, so you must have some.
Yes, we have a relationship at this conference.
Okay.
Yes.
We?
Yes.
Hmm.
We are related.
Don't confuse the people. It is not a relationship where you could think it is like the sexual exchange. It's nothing, it's not about that. It's actually about real love. We are all searching, seeking for it. And I'm here, and I don't need anything from anyone. I want to be me, and that's it. And if you want to join me, come with me. If not, you can be wherever you want. Hi. Woo! Life is real, Acha. Oh, sorry. I really feel the wholeness, and this is me, it's me, and I wish that everyone could feel that, I really wish it, just be yourself. I know it takes ages until you realize it, but I'm really happy. I'm happy that I could experience it. A few weeks or months, I don't know for how long, but I it feels like, yeah, everything is okay. I'm okay. You're okay, Asa.
This practice emerged out of the birthday circle practice.
We didn't plan it. It just happened one weekend when we were leading. We just went into silence in the big group without intention. And then over time, we created a structure of what it is. And we named it Surrendered Leadership.
Why leadership? I don't want to lead anyone. I just want to, maybe I can help them. So this is, since I'm here, leadership, I was reading like many names of leadership, and in me it's like some feeling like, no, I don't want to be the leader, but I'm very, very grateful to your guys who facilitate happening things like that. But somehow leadership is connected.
It's because there's any sense that right now is not how anyone here wants it to be, it's a result of your leadership.
Self-leadership.
It's good. This helps. Yeah. Then please, I invite you all to be really your own leader. This is so hard, I know. But I just see we are not alone. Everyone is here to help us. I'd like to speak, if that's okay. Sure.
And maybe dance with you a little bit.
I'd like to sit.
Do we want? Do you really want it? Do you really want it? Sorry? Oh.
You want to dance with
her? Please, ask her.
I'm very happy.
That's what I notice.
Do you see me? And how do you see me? If you see me.
We started off leading weekends just doing birthday circling. And everyone had profound experiences. But then there was a big gap between the retreat and then everyday life. and we found this practice to be that bit closer to everyday life. Like, essentially, it is everyday life.
It's now. And this is good.
And we created principles based on the original practices to help people negotiate the space and to practice within the space. And what I love about the practice is, because it's totally free.
Are you now right now free? Or are you like, I think he
thinks he has, because he has a past, he needs to tell you what is going on. But I think everyone knows, and you can just relax
and dance with me. Maybe there are others who would like to try.
And part of the practice is the dance of polarity that we notice happening and play with,
yeah,
and surrender to, or try to surrender to.
When you say we, who is we?
That's you.
Me and Jordan and Sean, who run Cycling Europe, and develop this practice of surrendered leadership.
Sorry, I was too fast. It's okay.
I want to check if you're right. I don't know if you're right or not.
Who cares a lot of you? You see it? Isn't it cool that someone cares about us? Actually, he could continue and you just relax with me, you dance with me.
One thing I noticed leading this work is that it always shows to be a constellation of me.
Exactly.
I think that's a big reason why we've been quite prolific in our
Can
leading
I
of it.
You?
Because it's been a transformational experience.
Yeah.
For us.
Strong. Together. Oh, together. Together we are strong.
Mel.
You know what? I quit my job because I didn't want to be. You are scared? Why?
Mel, I just want to share that.
Sorry.
No, with you.
Yeah.
There's something about like your vivacity that's inspiring,
yeah,
and courage, and then there's something that's like really annoying me.
Oh. I really want to understand it, because I really don't want to annoy anyone. It's just happening. Tell me what annoys you. I'm really listening. I'm here.
So the practice for you guys that I've
I see you.
Brought you into.
Not sure I see you yet. I'm not sure I see you yet.
Your problem, because you didn't tell it to me. Then it should be me. You say me. You didn't want to dance with me. And then why? Why didn't you react or show it to me?
I showed it to you.
You just
didn't hear it.
I heard it.
You didn't
later.
Hear between the lines.
Ah, okay.
My comment that I want to dance with her have genuinely been about I want to dance with her. It may also have been I don't want to dance with you.
I understood it.
No, you didn't listen.
Sure.
You clearly didn't hear between the lines.
Oh, between the lines? Actually, I really didn't want to talk between the lines.
I feel a lot of tenderness towards you, because I imagine it's pretty tough when like the like official leader says that he's annoyed with you. Like if I were you, I would be like pretty vulnerable right now, and like I would be defensive.
Me?
If I were you.
I'm not at all defensive. Why should I be defensive? Because it's really about respecting each other. This is why what we are practicing, everyone is looking for respect, and this is exactly what I'm looking as well. And
I don't feel safe.
Sorry?
I don't feel safe.
You don't think we are safe?
No,
they don't feel safe.
They don't feel safe.
I don't feel safe.
Okay.
With the way you're behaving.
Okay, thanks. Okay, I have just to. I need some time. It feels like I need to clarify or to make sure what is my. It's like not my intention. It's like just. I just want to understand, right? Who can help me to understand? So, like, the situation just before what happened?
No.
I'm happy to help.
Stop.
Okay. Oh. Thank you. Oh, okay.
Can you give me 30 seconds of your undivided attention? And I will do my best to share what I felt over the course of 2-3 minutes.
Sure.
Okay? So he said he doesn't want your protection, this man. Yeah? He said he
could
doesn't
you,
want
could you excuse me? I think stop. If you're willing to stop, I think that would be great.
No. No. It wasn't me who said
it's
stop.
Not about you now. This is just where the story begins for my sort of like how I felt I got dragged into this,
okay.
So I decided to get involved. So this was an act of leadership, you trying to protect him. And then a minute later, you challenge these guys and says, well, why are you calling it leadership? And that's when I started to get a little bit irritated, but also get interested in you in terms of like, well, of course you're leading. Are you aware that you're leading? Are you not aware that you're leading? And then you were rolling.
Does anyone want support from me? Or more context?
And then you dance with me and then you became angry. So I think if you want to hold space for people, this is with the chat over there. People probably want a bit more safety. It was too much child, anger, protection within 2-3 minutes. And that's why I'm with him. Where's the real you? Who's the real you? Where's the real you? I couldn't see it. I saw masks.
Personally, or do you want?
Played roles.
Oh, wow.
So that's my feedback to you. That's how it came across to me.
I think it was just a woman looking for maybe
safety
and love and attention.
What you observed, right?
That was my impression.
Thank
my
you.
Sensation.
Thank you. It was not at all like.
So I'd love just for a moment, like, I love hearing both these perspectives, and it's the tension. And my curiosity now is. Maybe you need to say how it was for you, but I'm actually most interested in how it is for you now. Like, we're sitting in this tension. He's just shared how you've impacted him and how he sees you. She's come to share her perspective, and like, you seem to be deeply touched. So it
touches me.
Yeah.
Because it's like all about like misunderstanding, and I haven't have any intention to damage someone.
No.
I just was really, really just following my feelings. I don't know if I missed the beginning when the circus started. It was just like I wasn't very sure what is exactly the task, what we are allowed to do or not allowed to do. Actually, for me, I did some.
My
I know like the constellation work, so
just want to share it.
I just like just the feeling like it's like oh it's like I'm misunderstood and it hurts me a lot.
Yeah.
I really, really didn't mean it that way. Or with the leading, it was really it was just me. All you have seen is me. Nothing else, and this is my authentic me. So, and way, then this is like, I can tell you, look, I really didn't have any attention. And when you said to me, I didn't realize that it was...
No, I wanna share how I'm seeing what's happening and see if it fits for you. Get the sense that you're like, yeah, I expressed my authentic being, and then what you're most afraid of happening when you do that is now happening. That like people will be annoyed and they'll misunderstand you.
Are you leaving with a strong judgment?
It seems like it really hurts to like show up and then have this kind of, it's almost like, imagine judgment or misunderstanding.
It is judgment, misunderstanding. But I really would like to invite all of you just to raise your hand or just like hands of the heart to show me how many of you felt at that moment that I'm showing up, that is not my real me. So it was just...
I feel protective of you because I imagine like you're looking for some sort of validation of if you've done something right or wrong by hands, and my sense is there's no right or wrong,
yeah.
And that the validation that you want is only going to come from actually being with the hurt you're in right now,
with the hurt,
feeling that you're in, the depth of the hurt you're in, and he seems willing to be in it with you right now. My sense is just what you're saying right now, and I feel a good, like, an openness you have to me, so thank you for letting me interrupt you. But my sense is that when you're sharing, it's still not touching what's the core of what's happening in you now. And I think he really, like, I definitely want it. It seems like you really want to actually receive you. Like, you're hurt. You feel misunderstood.
Yes, I'm hurt. Sure.
Yeah.
I think that everything was perfect, but now it's enough. I think the point was made, everything is clear. We all expressed all that was needed to be expressed. It's looping a little bit, and maybe we can see what else needs to emerge. Mm. Let's take all a big breath. You're welcome.
Am I safe?
Yes.
Thank you.
I felt very appreciative of your words, and when you spoke them, I felt released.
I feel a lot of judgment in the room, and for me, the best word intervention that I heard was the word stop. And I also noticed that nobody took three breaths after the stop, but we continued our process. I propose that we take three breaths. And if you think you haven't got time,
just wonder what's happening. Like, don't know. There's something that's for. What's her name? Let
me see. Valentina.
Valentina. How was it for you to be interrupted?
I feel very light.
Mel?
Oh, sorry. But, like, I felt, and I felt really bit like, I felt a little bit like you were a little bit afraid of being judged. And you expressed that in words, but also, like, I felt an energy from you that, like, you were judging us for not wanting to join you and how you wanted to be and be free. And that just, I felt a little judgment about there's, like, many ways to do that, and some are just, you know, more internal. But I feel you're not connected with you, and I love you, I love everyone here, and just feeling a lot of gratitude for this process. And the aliveness of it, and the allowing of just what is happening to happen. So yeah, I'm glad to be here.
I'm so glad to see something. I felt extremely annoyed with your behavior, the way you took the space, and I completely share the feeling that there were a lot of other people, or at least debates or this kind of tension, I felt tension in the room. But at the same time, at some point, I could sort of go beyond these feelings, and I could see this part of me, the little girl who's looking for something she's not getting. And I think that was a really good feeling, and I'm grateful to you that you dared to show this part of you to us, because I think this is part of, at least I think many women, and I don't know, the male sense of your support, but I can identify to some extent. And I think it was very brave from you to show all these needs. Thank you.
I just want to say there was not intention, but it was just me. Like, this is with all my needs, maybe you think I wanted to show it. I really didn't want to.
I'm not saying
just to make it clear.
Somehow
so.
I think you wanted because you needed it.
Yeah,
you
needed
it.
It
was honest.
So it was just like, yeah.
And I would like to thank you for taking all my attention, because I had the courage to do something. My intention was on you to move somewhere where I really want to see.
I felt okay, first of all, beautiful ratio to you at the beginning. And then I felt a stronger connection with yesterday evening. I feel like there is an energy very deep that is playing. And this, my personal experience of this was this dance between safety, respect, this respect was playing also here today, and actually yesterday I was seeing that dynamic, and there was not good or bad, it was a dynamic. And this is what I also experienced in this moment, so this dance, safety, respect, and disrespect, and where are the boundaries, everything. So I felt a bit of fear at the moment, and I wanted to help, and then I trusted in the process.
I really love the way that, like, hearing these different voices and the different ways we're making meaning of it. We're just past the end of the official time. I think John and I are happy to stick around and, like,
yeah,
go into more.
I could give, like, I've just been sat here and, like, the maps for the madness that I have, or, like, the meaning behind this. I could share for a long time about that, for anyone who's interested. And also, if anyone has something left from this session, that we would love to connect with you.
So I wonder if, before doing that, maybe you have like a quick shamanistic kind of ritual we could close, or if someone else has like a way they want to kind of officially wrap it.
Don't like consensus.
We do it all together then, but it's just make noise.
I don't trust consensus.
You don't trust consensus.
And let's leave it at that. That's the official end. Thank you all. And if those want to stick around, John will make some maps.
I want to honor you bringing shamanic, naming shamanic wisdom.
Terrifies me.